This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
If you're a professional and they've hired you, they haven't hired you to say yes. They've hired you to say the right thing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 50th episode of Jamsters Podcast. I'm joined by Suhail Seth, the individual who manages it all. Suhail, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You've donned multiple hats, Suhail, that of an actor, author, founder. Is there something that you identify yourself the most with?
Nothing. Just a normal guy. I don't get taken in by any of the hats. You know, there's a very famous author, I don't know if you've read him, called Edward de Bono. Mm-hmm. His famous book, amongst the many that he wrote, was Six Thinking Hats. And I'm generally a believer that the hat shouldn't control you. You should control the hat, A, B. Whatever you do in life, remember, you have to do it for yourself. If you do it for someone else, ki usko impress karna hai, isko impress karna hai, A, no one gets impressed. I'm going to quote my favorite William Shakespeare, the good is oft interred with the bones, the evil lives long after. So no matter what you do, bhai 7 din ke liye aapko yaad rakhenge after you're dead. That's it. So when you are living the life you live, live it well, live it honestly, live it with a sense of purpose that you enjoy. So doesn't matter. Do what you have to do regardless. Enjoy what you do. Do it with integrity. Do it with finesse. Do it with purpose. Do it with panache. And do it rigorously. And if you can do all of these things, it's a life well lived.
I will dig a little deeper, please, Suhail. I think you've touched upon a couple of things which relate to the school of philosophy that I follow, Stoicism. So you mentioned that you don't identify with any one thing in particular. To me, this forms a very amorphous way of living. You sort of, gel wherever you want to. You become whoever you want to. The word is called bhairupya. When I asked you, Suhail, that what do you identify with the most, my perspective rather was more around, let's say I'm a performer on stage. I host events, for instance, and I identify myself as an anchor, right? Now, I would identify myself as a voiceover artist, as a podcaster, as someone who's in the communications business. So that becomes a part of my identity because that's what I largely do. And to pursue excellence, I would have to go deeper into that at the exclusion of something else. And that would be an athlete, a musician, a founder who pursues business after business. Yeah. The reason to ask you with that was that when you go deeper with something, you're able to identify with that naturally more because you do that. You put in the hours, you put in the reps for doing that over and over again. My question was coming from that space that you identify with something like that.
You're right. But what do I say? I can't lie.
That's fair. That's
only
fair.
I've done so much of theater, 167 plays, 4 books, maybe over 1,000, 2,000 articles. Advise the best people to this day in the country and outside on branding and marketing. Television appearances, public speaking, addressing school children, CEOs. Which hat should I take? I'll give you a small example. We are today on the 5th of August, 2023. My wife and I have a 4.5-year-old daughter. I have a 4-year daughter. I went to a school yesterday where the school said, "Aap aaiye, we wanted to address the children." I loved it. It was the best time I've had, 1.5 hours, Hardik, with children between the ages of 4 to 15, 16. Bright, confident, formative minds, but inquiring minds. Hmm. Not minds that had taken a position or made up their minds over didactic. This is what I enjoyed. From Goa yesterday, I went to Bombay. And last time I appeared on television on this whole Rahul Gandhi thing. And trust me, I didn't enjoy myself as much as I enjoyed myself speaking to these kids.
I'm sure.
Because I knew their questions were questions born out of innocence. questions for which they really wanted answers. I don't know, aap to bhi bachche ho, there used to be a very famous philosopher called Jiddu Krishnamurti. So Jiddu Krishnamurti, to my mind, was one of the finest philosophers India has ever produced. You must read his books. His was the vision that created the Rishi Valley School. Jiddu Krishnamurti had a great disciple in Pupul Jaikar, who created the festivals of India. And Pupul has written a great book called The Seer Who Walks Alone. Jiddu Krishnamurti was once addressing a crowd of people in Calcutta. I was 12 years old, 10 years old, and I went in rapt attention, listening to this genius, and he was soft-spoken. He talked about the purpose of life that came from within. And when his lecture ended, a hand went up. The last word hadn't been said, a hand went up. And he looked at that man and he smiled. He says, "Yes, I know you don't have a question." "No, no, no, sir. I have a question. He says, "No. You have a comment that has been simmering in your mind that you now want to frame as a question. It is because you didn't spend enough time internalizing that thought, you want to externalize, hoping it'll come out and then come back in." Now, I'm saying, agar aap, you look at our people today, whether it is civil society, whether it is uncivil society, whether it is the corporate world, we're all in a rush. When was the last time you went to a dinner and someone actually said, "Aur Hardik, khane mein kaun sa achar khaya aaj?" And imagine you say, "Maine nimbu ka achar." Aapke wahan kaise banta hai? Heeng dalte ho? Tel dalte ho yahan? Sirf kacche nimbu ko ubale hue pani mein bayam mein dal ke thoda namak, thodi gol mirch, thodi lal mirch, thoda sa, thodi si haldi. They don't talk. They look at you, "Hi Hardik, what's up? Huh? Nice talking to you." So that's what I'm saying. Just society mein conversation vanishes, then you're in trouble.
I think the conversations also need to be candid, right? I think there is too much of correctness, diplomacy, non-commitment to conversations, non-committal answers. I think that's, and I think more often than not, I at least come across in conversations where people say very simply, right? If very simple conversation would be, if I would approach a client, they would never say no. It's a dikhte, we'll consider. Something like that transcends into personal conversations as well, where we never give a committed answer saying that, okay, let's work this together. Or I don't think this is going to work, but we can have a difference of opinion, but let's find a solution together. It's either my way or a highway. And that's very difficult to navigate because everyone has such an opinionated viewpoint that they are not willing to budge. I would love to get a take on how is it that we can reconcile conversations. And I know this is a very broad question, but on a day-to-day basis, if someone is listening and wants to become a better communicator, what are some tangible ways of making this happen? Because you understand and you deal in conflict a lot. High pressure situations a lot.
First is this country, actually the world suffers from Kayo.
What is that?
Keep all your options open. Everyone wants to keep all their options open. Mm-hmm. Second is this whole new phraseology, cultural riposte of wokeism, liberalism. Mm-hmm. These are all scoundrels. Let me tell you, this whole nonsense about woke and liberals is the biggest charade and the biggest fraud on humanity.
Why do you say that?
Scratch the surface. These are all rascals. There is no such thing as woke, liberal, illiberal, non-liberal. There are good human beings and not so good human beings. Contrarian thought must be allowed. It doesn't necessarily have to be popular contrarian thought or contrarian thought that is popular or popular thought that is non-contrarian.
Are you also referring to the point where if I have a different viewpoint or a contrarian viewpoint in a conversation, to be able to hold that ground, which you I've seen you in debates do very consistently at the exclusion of everyone else. How is it that someone is facing a heated situation is still able to hold that viewpoint? And I'm genuinely curious to put this into a real situation.
There is no malice. Look, I'm very clear. I'm proud of my country. I'm proud of what this country has achieved. And I'm proud of the people who have made this country achieve what it is. I'm a deeply proud Indian. But I'm not an insanely proud Indian. Ki bhai jo India kare maaf hai. Nahi. I must have the balls to contradict, conflict, criticize, critique my country because it is my country. Main hi karunga to aur kaun karega? Let me tell you, I'm in the corporate world also. A lot of the people that the enforcement directorate has caught and put behind bars is good. They need to. There is a jungle raj, yaar. Aur jo bhi aap kaho na, people are saying Adani, Ambani, this, that, this, that, this. Let me tell you, you talk to any industrialist in India today, they say we don't have to go to Delhi ever. Wo chaplusi ka zamana kya? That Modi has killed. And for God's sake, but I have criticized the government repeatedly, including last night. This government has done yeoman work, but it's been the worst communicator. What is it remembered for? Hindu-Muslim division. Arey bhai, jo aapne achha kaam kiya, uski to aap charcha karo. Again, with the Congress, I've said, jo aap logon ne kiya, wo aap charcha kariye. All you do is abuse the BJP. BJP abuses you. Pista kaun hai? You and I.
And while you've traversed so many roles, one thing that I really enjoy asking is, what are some battle-tested, time-tested truths that you've been able to crystallize about life?
Explain that.
As simple as gravity. Gravity exists. You figure that, right? There is no question to that. In your perspective, what are some time-tested truths you've been able to filter, crystallize from your life, from your learnings, either in terms of relationships, money?
See, let me tell you, being born and raised in Calcutta, money has never been an issue with us. For people like us, the most important thing is great conversations, therefore great friends, and great food. And obviously drink. We are not money people here. We are not interested in money. Actually, all the people that I know who are close to me are not interested in money also because they don't have enough or we don't have it. And frankly, let me tell you, Hardik, ultimately, aap aur jo sabse ameer aadmi hai, wo hi khaoge. Sometimes they'll eat less because diabetes, ye, wo, 100 issues they'll have. So, number one is you can never be too rich or too thin. Number two, you must always say something behind someone's back that you're never afraid to say on their face. Number three, never take a loan. Never. Because then, wo aapke sar pe rahega. These are lessons that my dad taught me.
Sure, fair. Sure.
And never ever lie because then you'll have to remember what you said. So these are simple. This is not some, you know, a philosophy that I've borrowed and that I'm, you know, dispersing. No, these are simple time-tested truths. A, B, and this is an important point. There will always be challenges, but ultimately you've got to sleep with your own conscience. If you've not done something wrong, you will sleep well at night. If you've done something wrong, aap bhuktoge. If you've done the crime, you'll have to do the time. As simple as that. But there is not a situation which has either bogged me down or should bog you down or bog anyone down. Also remember that there's a reason why dawn always follows darkness. There's a reason. God in some strange way is telling you to reinvent, recalibrate, reinvigorate, rejuvenate, recast yourself. And you must have that ability. The other thing that I've learned, and that is primarily from Calcutta, is I've made zillions of mistakes. Say sorry. and admit to the mistake. Mistake means, if, let's say, आपने कहा कि भाई ये आपकी एडवाइस थी, ये ब्रांड ठीक नहीं चला. I agree. But don't argue. Don't say, oh, Hardik, but this is the advice I gave you. Bullshit, your team was crap. This is... The other last thing is, and this is more for professionals. When you're dealing with clients, remember they do have the right to terminate you. Don't let that emotionally scar you. Remember, in life, always keep the door slightly ajar. Never shut the door. You never know when you might have to re-enter. You never know when they will enter your door. So, darwaza har waqt thoda sa khula rakhiye. And that is an important lesson even in relationships. We've all had, you know, relationships, blah, blah, blah. But you never slam the door on any relationship. You never slam the door on any relationship, whether it is man-woman, whether it is parents, children. And my aside to this, since you asked, and for me, it was very, very important, and it remains important to this day, the relationship you have with your parents. Jo insaan apne mata pita ki qadar nahi kar sakta, wo insaan hi nahi. Jo insaan apne maa baap se lade, court kacheri mein leke jaye, gal galoch kare, wo insaan hi nahi. The credo of humanity has to be gratitude. And who will you be most grateful to? For the people who've given you life.
But I would interject here, Suhail. I think there are very, very pertinent observations, but something that I have also come to realize and I've observed, and I'm sure you might resonate with this, is that some people, just giving birth is not enough. Right, as parents, I think it's important to also be in some form, shape, a parent who is emotionally available, or maybe some form, shape available to not being a toxic parent. And I've seen that in multiple cases. And since you mentioned a little while back that you attended and gave a talk at the school in Goa, at your daughter's school, I do have the opportunity to address kids as well from time to time. And it's a privilege to speak with them. When you hear conversations where parents don't support them, the dreams, the ambitions that the kids have, which is very different from what the parents harbor for the children, parents themselves can be toxic too. Do you have a thought on that?
I totally agree. But then would you throw the baby out with the bathwater, Hardik? Would you cast a slur on all parents and all parenting? I totally agree with you. Or main aapko ye kahun with grave responsibility, I'm blessed that both my wife Lakshmi and I are deeply involved with our daughter Gayatri's upbringing. We read to her every evening. We spend as much time as possible. There is no nanny accompanying us to any holiday, nothing. Why? Because we don't want her to feel that there was a point in time that there was any level of neglect. A, B. But aap circumstances ko deny kaise karoge? You know, many people have asked me overseas, oh, India is a very poor country. Oh, very poor, very poor.
They still do?
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, we are.
Okay.
There is poverty. But I always say that there is poverty in every country. Today, there are people who are homeless on the streets of San Francisco. There are people who are sleeping on the pavement at Oxford Street in London. You know what our poverty is about? It is the impoverishment of opportunity. Hardik Vaidya paida hua. Aur Hardik Vaidya jis ghar mein paida hua, jis samaj mein paida hua, jis jaat mein paida hua, usse logo ko nafrat hai. So imagine they exclude Hardik from what I call the mainstream of development. That is the impoverishment of opportunity. I have not allowed Hardik to explore his potential as a human being. I have subjugated, suppressed, and been repressive in my outlook towards Hardik because I want Hardik to remain suppressed, remain subjugated, and remain repressed. Why? Is this the society you want to build? when Ambedkar said in the constitution that within 3 years of the constitution coming into effect, we should get rid of the reservation system, did we know? Are there atrocities against the Dalits? Of course there are. Look at the tragedy, Hardik. Look at the tragedy. Sikhism was born with a view that there would be no perversion of caste. Today you have Dalit Sikhs. Nyans. So the point I'm making is, who's responsible? We. We are the people who are responsible.
You know, I love how conversations with you can take multiple forms, because we started off with the parent being toxic, and not all parents can be sort of put under an umbrella saying but that everything is good. But then aap jo gaadi pakadte ho,
never be a framework to a conversation. Aap decide karke jaate ho ki bhai aaj ye framework hoga. No,
it's absolutely
actually a conversation.
That is exactly the essence of this podcast as well, and I love it, because I think this gives me also, as someone who's entering into a conversation, multiple viewpoints to pick on. When you handle the media, when you go into channels which are very high pressure, time sensitive, speak to the point, your words can be misconstrued. Is there a different way to handle large scale media? Well, this is obviously a media format as well. While you and I are discussing on the podcast, which is
very good.
How is it different?
I'll tell you. You're absolutely right. It's a very toxic environment out there. Any word can be misconstrued. I'll give you a small example. Many years ago, Vinod Mehta, the late editor of Outlook, was alive. He used an expletive on television. Everyone thought I'd used it. I said, Kamal hai. So obviously there are trolling armies, there are people, who will. So you have to follow three principles that I follow at least. Number one, I have never used a foul word on television, although at times I am dying to. But I haven't. The second is, I've never drawn on anyone's religion, sex or status. I've never said, tumko kya malum, to sara gareeb ho ya ameer ho, tumko kya malum. Never. The third is, I've never said something that I'm unable to back up, either statistically or literally, drawn from literature or drawn from current affairs, which is reported current affairs. So no one can say, ye tukka mar gaya. But you're right, it is very toxic. People are falling prey. You saw what happened to that Nupur Sharma. You're seeing what's happening to people day in and day out, and it continues to happen. Look, people got to understand that you are actually invading people's bedrooms, people's drawing rooms, their privacy. You don't know what mental state they are in to absorb the message that you're putting out. So you actually have to be at the lowest common denominator when you're on national media.
Mm-hmm.
You can't elevate your discussion to the point of it becoming either controversial or, naysaying someone. That you have to be very careful.
But I think most of the conversations, or maybe the viewpoints that you end up sharing, do tend to have a contrarian viewpoint, right? And you do have to back it when you say that, with either data, literally. However, with that being said, because people can also puncture into your conversations too, factually, in whatever way possible, because there are millions of eyeballs on a certain conversation, pressure is very, very high. And not everyone is able to absorb the pressure and back it up later. Are you able to vociferously stand every single time on the multiple platforms that you've been to? Here's why I'm asking you, Suhail, because I think kafi baar aisa hota hai ki there are people who would want to be in the spotlight, people who want to adapt to the spotlight, but they're not able to handle the pressure. They might either goof up by saying something that they don't necessarily back, they don't believe in. Is the pressure of the media that takes them over, or is it the lack of the faith?
Okay. It's knowledge. I think you raise a very important point. And I said that to the kids yesterday also. In fact, my first lesson to them yesterday was read, read, read till you die. What is happening is, scholarship has gone out of the window. We're not reading enough. We're not absorbing enough. We're not able to remember. I'll ask you, aapke mataji ka phone number kya hai? Very few people remember. They'll see, but डायल है मोबाइल पे भी. अगर आप ये नंबर्स ही नहीं याद कर सकते, यू डोंट रिमेंबर डेट्स, यू डोंट हैव हिस्टोरिकल डेटा, यू कांट, व्हाट द हेल आर यू डूइंग? then you shouldn't come, because you're right, it is a public medium. And the public has the right to criticize, as they should. The public also has the right to say, what the hell have you said? Here we are, we fact-checked you and it's all bullshit. So you're right, there is that pressure. There is also pressure on the channels, because sometimes they end up calling the wrong people who actually go there just for the abuse. But as I said, you know, I've been lucky. The anchors don't interrupt me. The fellow panelists don't interrupt me. So I get a pretty free ride.
But I think you shut them down as well, right? Even if they absolutely do, you end up doing that. Yeah.
Very clear. But always politely, but firmly. Always use satire. You see, the other thing is, log satire se ab darne lag gaye. You see, they are shit scared of sarcasm and satire for two reasons. One is, some of them can't understand it.
That could be the primary reason, actually.
The second is, they don't know how to respond.
Hmm.
Now, if I say, Hardik, lovely meeting you, but what I've always admired about you is your intellectual innocence. I'm actually politely calling you an idiot.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you say?
Like, wah, kya bola Sohail ji aapne, wah, gazab.
Yaar, intellectual bhi ho, innocent bhi ho, wah. I'm combining Einstein and Mother Teresa, wah. So the guys don't know.
Yeah.
And I've always used humor all my life. And I continue to use it. So it all depends on how seriously you take yourself. I've always said India has begun to take itself too seriously. Plus, we have become, as the kitty party people used to say, we have become very touchy. Aap kuch bhi bol do na, nahi ji, ye to aapne nahi kehna chahiye tha, ye bada touchy topic hai.
So oversensitive, you mean?
What the hell is touchy here?
Oversensitive, you mean, right?
Over analytical for the wrong reasons. I've always said we are becoming a country analysis leading to paralysis.
Interesting. When you attend parties, when you call to people, you know, people up at your home for dinners, for lunches, the art of small talk, Sohail.
There's no small talk in my house. I can tell you straight.
I'm sure. So I'm just curious to understand, one, because every time when someone comes in, people might not be comfortable. And I'm also talking from the perspective that maybe you are very open and direct in talking. Do you set the context for the evening or the room? Because you're obviously boisterous, you can put that voice out and say, this is how the vibe of the room will be. Yaar, baat meri energy se drive hoti hai, toh yaar, ab mahol aisa rahega. Or isn't that you read the room and say, okay, I think I have to blend in?
No. A, there are no rules. You don't invite people and set rules. You know, I'm not inviting them to a formal, you know, credential presentation of some goddamn ambassador. They come, but what I do is choose the guest list well. And I always mix and match. I'll have people from theater, people from the arts, people from fashion, from literature, from history. And they automatically talk. It's also about the quality of guests that you bring in. If someone is dead, obviously he's not on the guest list. But otherwise, I have the same guest list. People are in power, not in power. People are rich, poor. Doesn't matter. Never.
So is it always about the people who... Okay, let me put it the other way. So, for example, if someone is very young and upcoming, are they ever attending your parties?
Almost always. Always. Almost always. Because as I said, age is a number. In fact, there have been many young entrepreneurs who have been over and they've loved it. There have been people who let's say, young entrepreneurs suddenly met Kiran Mazumdar Shaw and struck up a great conversation. Which is fine. A, B... And this I must tell you, and I'm never territorial about my friends. So suppose Hardik has
That's
met someone
at my
house.
Okay, okay.
Suppose you met person X at my house. And you only have exchange numbers. Kal ko aap us bande ko milne gaye. I'm not going to say, yaar, Hardik, you went and met him, but you didn't tell me. I'm not bothered. If you become a better friend of that person than I have been all my life, I'm even happier.
Oh, wow. Okay. Please help me unpack that a little bit, because I don't think that's everything that I'm able to comprehend. There's a lot inside there.
It's very simple. Never be territorial about your friends. Never. They also have the right to leave your friendship. They have the right to leave the so-called circle you believe they're in. They have the right to create new pastures for themselves. The problem is we become territorial. Yaar, Hardik toh mera dost tha. ये सुहेल कैसे इसके साथ दो, मैंने तो सुहेल को मिलाया था इससे। नेवर ए बी नेवर वरी इफ हार्दिक हु इज अ वेरी डियर फ्रेंड ऑफ माइंड डजंट इनवाइट मी टू हिज डिनर, नेवर। You know, I was the first person in Delhi when I first moved here. People would say, are you going to this person's party? You know what my response would be? I'm not invited. They would say, nee, you must be invited. I said, why are you feeling bad for me? I'm not feeling bad. Because you have to understand, you cannot be invited by everyone for every dinner of theirs. There are other people around. People have a size issue. So you have to think logically. The problem is, about everything, we start thinking emotionally.
But emotions are emotions, right?
Hardik is having a dinner. Boss didn't invite me. My God, yaar, bada kameena aadmi. Why? It's just a bloody dinner. How does it matter? How does it matter? Is your friendship so fragile that one dinner you're not invited to, you will cast aspersions on a relationship that you may have built over 20 years, 5 years, 6 years? Why? And my other rule, these are all in my book, Get to the Top.
Yep.
The other rule is, I never ask the host ki aur kaun kaun aa raha hai.
Oh, talk about it.
Bhai, Hardik ne mere ko bulaya hai.
End of discussion. That's smooth. That's smooth. Always good to plug in wherever it suits your conversation and defense. My last question to you, Suhail, is, all the times that you've had conversations with people, run into boardrooms, wherever, if there are three key takeaways that people must remember of dealing with people, what would they be?
One is, if you're a professional and they've hired you, they haven't hired you to say yes. They've hired you to say the right thing. So never say yes just because you think it'll please them. Number two, Winston Churchill famously said, the only person you've got to be popular with is your spouse. So don't say or do things that will make you popular. Do or say things that people will remember you for because you gave them the right advice. And the third is, as I said, always go in smiling and leave smiling. It's the last and the first thing that they remember the most.
Well, that is true. So, well, thank you for your time. It is... Wonderful to have you back on the podcast.
It's always good to be here. Thank you so much.
And I hope that one of the parties I do get to attend with you.
Of course.
Hope to see you very, very soon. Take care and I'll catch you on another one.
Thank you, Hardik.
If you enjoyed this episode of Jamsters, please make sure you subscribe to EPlog Media and all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, JioSaavn, Gaana, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, among many others, for upcoming episodes. You know, I love listening from each one of you. So please make sure you share this podcast with your friends and family and your colleagues. And please make sure to drop a comment on Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. And also, if you're listening on EPlog Media, they've recently launched a feature where you can comment on the particular episode too. Your support is my fuel. You can connect with me on Instagram @HardikDVaidya or on LinkedIn too. Catch you on the other episode.